Well, with the very cold mornings we've been having lately, it's not going to be long before the Iceman cometh. But before you go out and buy that ice-melting chemical stuff to spread around your home, make sure you're getting something that's not going to kill your plants as well or end up in a water table. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. He's our Friday Yard Warrior. All right, Mike, help us out here. We don't want to slip on the ice, but we don't want to slip up and ruin everything else.
Yeah, you can't be slipping on the ice. I did that last year. I didn't know it had like had freezing rain overnight, and I went out doop-de-doop to get the paper, and the next thing you know, I'm like Charlie Brown after Lucy pulled the football back, laying there looking up. That was no fun.
No.
So what you want to do is you want to pre-treat. We almost always know about these events in advance. The smart money says to put down a little bit of one of the alternative ice melt products when you go to bed or right before the ice event is predicted. Something like magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, or potassium chloride, or a mixture of those. And that'll just sit out there. And then when it starts to rain and freeze up, it'll actually prevent the formation of ice. So it's not like you're letting ice build up and then trying to melt it. You prevent it to begin with. And you can use 1/4 of the same amount of product to do a better job if you get ahead of it like that.
Now, what happens when you live in either in the city or a neighborhood, they salt the streets, and then snow gets pushed up onto your lawn with the salt already in that snow? Is there anything you can do to save the lawn?
Yes, but the honest answer is you're correct to be concerned. It's very damaging. Most cities, some are using alternative products, but a lot are still using rock salt or dissolved rock salt, and that's the harshest of the de-icers on your plants. So typically, the plow just pushes stuff onto the first foot or two of your lawn. I know it sounds tedious, but the smartest thing is to get out there on the next nice day and remove as much of that plowed snow as you can and toss it somewhere else that's not on a plant, and you will greatly minimize the problem.
Good
and
deal.
Then as soon as the weather is warm enough for you to take a hose out, soak that part of the lawn well with water. Really soak the salts out, and you can really greatly limit the damage.
All right. Well, I don't think I'll be getting the hose out till May or something like that. But thanks, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. He's our Friday Yard Warrior. No.